Weirdsister, when Banquo used the equivocation, oftentimes to win us our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths. Win us with honest trifles to portray the in deepest consequences. Is this to warn Macbeth that you might be tricking him? What exactly is he saying?
Well, obviously, that meant that often the advocates of darkness use the truth to get you to lie to your consciousness, to go against what you believe in.
I see. I would like to know why you chose to gift Macbeth his prophecy and why you didn't think Banquo's warning was much of a threat.
Well, we decided to give Macbeth his prophecy because that is what the force of magic directed us to do. However, we did not worry about Banquo's warning because the prophecy's effect on Macbeth were quite predictable. Macbeth was greedy and selfish, and oh boy, Macbeth convincing him to kill Duncan, that was really something. But no, seriously, we knew what his actions would be after we gifted him the prophecy.
If you knew his actions, does that mean all along that you were the third mysterious murderer who let Fleance escape?
Now, I can't say it was me, but how about a wink and no comment?
Thank you, Weirdsister, for your time. It was a pleasure having you.
Back to our main topic, though. Equivocations. What can we learn from them?
Well, from the interview with the Weirdsister, we know that if misinterpreted, the actions of the misinterpreter can be dire.
I think we have covered just about all of it, so let's sum it up for the audience.
Overall, the equivocation was a prominent motif that truly portrayed the self-inflicting ideas that, when used or misinterpreted, can result in bad actions, such as the witch's prophecies.
Exactly. The witch's prophecies were misinterpreted by Macbeth, and that led him and Lady Macbeth to do some horrible deeds that ultimately resulted in their own demise.
Alright guys, that is it for today's show. We hope y'all learned something and enjoyed doing it. On our next episode, we will be covering how to properly use and format an equivocation so that you can avoid things like the story of Macbeth.
And, as always,
Equivocation Station, out.